Eddie Woods, who knew what Badger was doing with the social question, King. So now he's a King Bunker firm. That's what he went from physical.
This again was another Southern farm. I think Sinclair. There are two Sutherlands here next door to each other. Kingsley's were in.
Yeah.
Kingsley's were here before. Are there any Kingsley's around?
I don't know. Yep, Ferris is like the third west about east of us there on the eighth. His wife was a Kingsley. They have a couple of kids, and they run almost behind Paris. The one thing that used to trap them, they go over and they could be dead quite a while, I think. But they found them. I forget who she was, Kingsley's. Kingsley's wife, I forgot who she was.
Sinclairs, was this their only stay in West Glenbury, or did they come in from
Bob Sinclair at the mortgage on the lot 6 7010, he hit the mortgage on it for a while. They lived here and they went to us about the bottom of the farm. Bob Sinclair, he moved up there where the sun is, I guess, there.
Mm-hmm. Churchill. Yeah.
Jeffrey lived here all the time, I remember. I don't know who was there before then.
Any of them around?
Well, Gordon still lives in state. Gordon Jeffrey. Boy's dad bought the farm from Gordon Jeffrey.
Where's Gordon here?
Stainer. I think he's on Airport Road. I always built a house on the farm there on Airport Road. They're just north of Castown.
This is Hudson's at one time, yeah. But there were four of that. This was another McKay place. That's an old, this game is an old.
That'd be pretty old house too.
Old houses, both sides here, right? Municipal drain goes down, I guess it starts the way up in here someplace, doesn't it? It's back down and crosses there just at the edge of this. Have you ever read the involvement when it was put in?
One of the boys. He did his first name. Ames or something, or something like that.
He's looking here at
this lad.
What we call the Fisher Farm. And this one, let's see, we're back in here. This is, while they call the sixth line the Scotch line, there's these three farms here were Sutherland, Gunn, and this one here was Gunn. Doug MacArthur, and then this is across the road, and this is that's 1858. In 1878, it was still Gunn, Sutherland, and Robert Sinker was on there then. The one across the road where Brown's are now, that was also Gunn. Interesting. That north half of the home farm where we were was Gordon Gray.
Oh yeah.
Now, do you know, is that any relation to Donald?
Could be.
One thing I found out, I was up and had an interview with Isabel Watson Coots.
Oh, yeah.
Isabel and Maury, they're both still alive. They've been married. Their daughter, Joyce, she lives up there just east of where Doug Mishno used to live.
Yeah.
And the Watsons originally came to that string hundred, the one in the middle, about 1870, and then they bought this farm in about 1880 when the son got married. That's how they got to be able to do that. I'd always tell the argument, I thought that was the original. It wasn't. This was the one that I came with. The home was way back. This was Muriel Reynolds' home. Muriel, you know what, she passed away here a year or so ago. This year, something.
Harvey's
still this part of the world?
Yeah, Norman lives up at he's up not too now. He's one of Norman's sons. And Lawrence White still lives in Charmers, but her daughter's married to Glenn Wiley over there. She was sharing her with him. Bill King, which Jackie Harvey lived in Chalmers. Isn't there some place where the Jessica Bill King lives in that subdivision?
That's Lauren's wife is Jackie.
Yeah.
See, this is one of our...
Well, they have a boy in the little board around, I guess it's around town or something.
One of our biggest problems is trying to trace down family members.
Yeah.
See where they own the... Tell us a little bit more. How's your time schedule?
Never.
Your time to go down the fifth?
Not busy.
Down the sixth, huh? We're up on the sixth now, just heading east, sixth line to the east. Right at the top end of block one. This shows Cunningham. It's supposed to be a... Have you ever been back in here? There's a cemetery plot, burial plot back here on this line fence. Have you ever been back in here?
On this farm or on the MacArthur farm?
It's on the line. It's on this farm. Cunningham. It's the original person. This shows that maybe by 1878, you see this was a Linderkin. This shows also they own this one too. And the Wolf in 1878.
I think you should ever hear the story that the father got his leg off the cutting box or something and bled to death.
No.
Some of the blood came from the boy's father. I'm sure it was, they used to tell the story, it was cutting the box or something. I don't know how it happened. It seems to me he was sharp. I don't know the story right. He was sitting in sharp with the blade on the cutting box or something. I don't know what happened. I always heard that story.
All I know is that if you were to take that MacArthur family and talk about all of the accidental deaths that have happened, you couldn't write another book that would be comical to it.
It's just, what was the boy's name on the cross right there? That's Harry.
Harry, or
something still.
He was fixing a backhoe and stuff to pull the lever and things get out and squeeze it. Then young Doug, he was working for us at the time. He went over to Loretta there at the hotel. His Model A Ford, he had cracked the manifold, stopped on the side of the road.
One of the boys was burnt down the cake there. I think that was the Valley MacArthur that I was trying to think about all day. And they had a son. He was put down the king there. Do you remember where Gordon McLean's lived on 27th Highway there for a while? Was a great part. I think it was the road that led to this young MacArthur lived. I think him, his son, worked one night in the car. You work for that. Back years ago.
They say that it's just unbelievable. That.
Well, that was. Yeah, had a lot of nice things.
It's interesting that
Doug Jebb's living there somewhere, isn't it?
They were around here.
Yeah,
they were up on this side, up in here, yeah.
Yes, this is the biggest piece of property to John and Barry, this Crane Furniture.
This is which?
The biggest piece of property that was farmed in one block.
It's the motor home from the cross country, the cross Canada thing, tour. They just got back. They just got back in yesterday afternoon. Is it still owned by Crank?
Okay. It's still owned. Seymour Winstein did it as well. Brian's had it for a long time. About 500 and something, I think it's all he does. They want 500 more tonight.
There's an old. That's
it was
old.
There before Bill Calvert.
But
Bill Calvert was the only one that I ever remember. But there.
Mm-hmm. The gain is. Adam Howard?
No.
Big orchard there. Always. Then Zader Jeffs and then the West family were up here. Anybody in the Sutherland connection?
Which family would be? I don't know. Oh, you mean Ferg Sutherland?
Well, we know Ferg. Like we have the family history on Ferg. That's the same. Like there was a
Robert
Sutherland who was over there. Where
Holmes is the last time in 19. After the First War, Holmes has owned that 200 acres right through in 88. They sold that, and Les and Ken went down and bought those two farms on 27th Highway across where we live. Right, it was after the war, and we were paying it down. Well, I don't know. Who owned it after that? Robert Sullivan bought it.
Yeah, he was in there for about that'll be lot 3, 6,
3 to 4, because lot 5 would be the west there.
Yeah.
First time Brian took fences at 188, and I pounded east and west, and the next time I saw him, I said, I was plowing away there, and I just thought of Posey West, and Jim Beaver, and Alvin Smith could ever come out of their graves and see me plowing across three farms. They wonder what would happen.
That's right.
Beaver's lived. Yes, Beaver, that's right. Beaver's bought Holmes' and Robert Sullivan bought some acres.
Oh, I just wanted to...
Remember lawns that people had the hardware store in Long Head up? That's where you were raised. Did you some praying?
When we got Robert Sutherland, the Robert Sutherland connection, and that comes back up to Fergie, and then all that, and then hooked in with the Batemans, and you know, all that kind of stuff. But there were the other Sutherlands. Are there any of them that you ever remember?
I know. There used to be Terrence Baines, I wouldn't know. There used to be Jack Sutherland's two brothers farmed across the Perskis Cat.
Number four school. Right? Mm-hmm. There we go. And then there was...
Terrence Baines, my cousin. Yeah. There was one of the boys who was still around. Don, was it?
Yeah.
Terrence Baines was known as
Don's... What is it?
Semple.
Jackie.
Don Semple connected to some of them or something.
Jackie Coupling?
Yeah.
His married sister is married to Don Sutherland. Don Sutherland is in a nursing home in Lebanon, and he's pretty well lost it.
Okay, well, that's the only family that...
It's interesting how that you know, when you consider that, of course, it's almost 200 years. You forget that, 1820, and we think, well, gee, you know, it's just like yesterday. But it's almost 200 years since they came. So I guess it's understandable. Has there been any, other than the fact that, you really should come and take a picture of that fence, because it's going to be a lost, part of the scenery. Are there any other basic changes that you know, like, from your early memories, like, has it been... There hasn't been any vast amounts of land that's been cleared or anything else. Everything's pretty much...
Wow, anymore. The farm has got so much bigger, like, you know.
Yeah.
We're 2,400 acres. So you go back years ago and figure they talk about change in alignment and all that. Look at them. Most of those farms would be, as you say, 100 acres. An average with two men on that farm, so you can imagine, you know, what the machinery has done for the farmer. That, fences have taken out, and it's getting bigger all the time.
Well, it's the fact that we replaced men with dollars.
Yeah.
Machinery. Yeah.
There's big companies that have done the same. They replaced machinery in these factories and stuff. Just trend of the times, I guess.
I was watching. People in the township who have been referred to as squires. Like there's the one that's maybe most often referred to as Squire Fennel. And there's a Squire McConkie, who lived up at Guilford. There's also a Squire Macbeth. And you'll also find that there's Macbeth and then there's Macbeth. And I would assume they're both the same family, only since it's been a... We haven't been able to trace down anything of any connection. This school originally was over at the old Kirk, but came back. Was it always on this corner, or was it? Originally, it was a log school. Is there anybody on the Donald Graves? Is there anybody still
Well, Jack's wife still lives with her daughter. They're up at Minnesota someplace. Dollywood for Grodad. Jack's wife and Millie Woods, her sisters.
Get after Bobby Wood about that one. Get after his aunt. Well, it's just how to make these connections. This is one of the problems like I have, because you see, I come from away, you see. So I don't know all these family relations. And I'm surprised that people like I remember that. It's the same one we have behind us. Where we were were the McClellans. And there's Willie Johns or Willie Joe?
Willie George McClellan.
Willie George, yeah. And he was the road boss for a long time.
Yeah. They lived east of where? They lived there on the 4th.
Yeah, they lived right behind, right there. We're just the other side of 400.
Yeah.
Oh, where Britt Callan lived.
Yeah.
And Britt's wife was a McClellan.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to see if we can't. They lived there for 100 years. The Clowns lived there for 100 years. And we were trying to get somebody who would tell us, write the story about the Clown family. But we got a hold of the one daughter. She lives up at Cookstown. I don't know anything about them. this won't.
Yeah, what was her? Philip.
The one
who lives at Cookstown.
Yeah,
his daughter.
His daughter.
Because Philip, when I was telling you about the hall of dirt there on the marsh, that winter, Philip McClellan had a team on there, and there were pace horses. And his dad was road superintendent.
They also had an orchestra, was it? Or did he just call it dancers?
No, Willie George used to call off. Just on the next to that creek farm on the 3rd there, next to Big Wallace West. I remember they had a quota there, a retired going away party or something for Alec and was his wife in Creighton. But anyway, I forget who was playing the violin, not I was just a bit of a kid, but I remember Willie George McClellan was there. And there was a stovepipe all crooked, you know. So Willie George, I can remember him sitting up at the table. He said, "We're going to have the crooked stovepipe now," he said. I remember that. He was talking about Willie George McClellan.
Yeah. When they built the barge for the construction on the marsh. And they just had the bare barge. They had a dance on it.
Oh yeah.
And Willie George was the master of ceremonies that night. Everything was going fine till about 11 o'clock when it rained. So that was a report that was in the local newspaper.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing that. I remember Willie George McClellan.
Just in that connection, we're saying, he was a road boss for a while.
Yep.
And then with Donald Gray was.
Donald Gray.
And I guess Hulse was after him.
Was it Hulse took over?
So we got mixed up with Mrs. McMillan, eh? Oh dear. Who would, anybody else that you can remember who was a road boss?
No, you go back with Willie George, about as far back as I can remember.
I've got a 100th anniversary of West Cullenberry. It's when they opened the municipal building in West Bend Town. And I think you were in council at that time. Ruby was really great.
Road Superintendent Edmo Hughes was in there. At the time I was in council, Herbie was Reeve, and I was in council, and Brent was road superintendent. None of us are related. All Hughes.
Was he Grenville before Holtz?
No, he got Holtz. He'd be up for a long shot. His wife was a...
His wife was...
I forget who Grenville's wife was. Did the Wilsons live here when you first moved up there? Beth Harvey's mother died.
I don't know. I can't be sure. Yes. The people I remember there were, the Krangs were here.
Yeah.
They came up for the
Krangs.
This was quite a thing cutting this hill.
Yeah, it's quite a house.
Yeah.
Wally's over there.
Yeah. Do you have a commitment for lunch? Do you have a commitment for lunch? Do you have to be any place for lunch?
Well, you need to go to the hospital, but not.
Okay, all right. Well, shall we go up and do the... Do we do the sixth first, or do you want to go for lunch now?
Doesn't matter, whatever you want. Well, we do what we're going to do, and I can pick the car up and meet you back there or something.
Okay.
Whatever. Where do you want to go?
We'll go up and do the sixth, and then
sixth of the ninth.
This is the seventh. Yeah. That's right. We're off the map here, anyway. This was the Armstrong.
Yeah.
Armstrong place. Going north on Five Side Road. And of course this is the Wood place, and there was Armson, between the Armsons and the Woods,
yeah.
And there were the two people who would have owned it all the way through. Jack's, was that two generations of Armstrongs or three?
It was Harry the dad, and it was Jack. Before that, Campbell Farm, it was the Campbells for a long time.
This one on the left here.
One up on the hill.
Oh, yeah. Any of them still around?
Nephew lives in Bradford there as an uncle, John. She was one of the girls around there. The nieces were married to Barbara Stewart and Dunn's brother. And John lives on Culpin Avenue there in Bradford.
We're on the 8th line heading east from 5 Side Road. On the south side, this was the... This was a new shop.
Ferris.
There was a Wilford Ferris.
Before that, Del Crakes.
Richard Crake.
Richard Crake.
All that. Just across the road is the
Wilford Ferris. Just the lamp.
across the road here now is this Brian Hughes operation. Who was here before that?
Allen's.
Oh, yeah.
Frank Allen's.
Frank Allen's.
Atchison, the farm north and over there.
Oh, yeah. Cecil.
Cecil owned it, but he never lived here. He and Frank traded a, house to Pete. Cecil Atchison for this farm. The story was that.
Cecil at one time owned...
Jessup's lived here. Clarence Jessup was here at the time when the barn was burned. And he moved down on the Cecil farm.
Yeah, and because Cecil Atkinson owned that place at one time.
This one?
Oh, the Jessup farm, where the Jessups moved to.
Did he own that, Richard?
He was there at one time, yeah.
He lived there then?
Well, I'm not sure whether he lived there either, but he was there at one time.
Oh. You sure it wasn't this one that he bought and then dirt never moved on?
Well, could be, but he was down there as well. Now, where's the cemetery?
Right here.
Right here.
It's two of them. This is the one on the west side. This is what they call the Daly Cemetery. And now there used to be a church there and a shed. Watts and Beaton bought the shed. Harry and Lonnie Williams used to go over there to Sunday school years ago. This is what they call the Rogers Cemetery.
I talked to Merv Jessup. He was telling me that Clarence can remember seeing the church here.
You remember the church?
Yeah. And it was a Methodist church.
Wasn't
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, did it burn or did it get torn down? Did it get burned or burn or torn down?
I don't know what happened to the church. Whether somebody bought it too or not, I don't know.
There are no stones in here, this one, or are the stones placed someplace else?
They must be in one of the trees there or something. They've taken them all up.
Yeah.
See, it looks like there's some under that tree over
That's
there.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. What kind of, this is fairly light, fairly loamy.
That's fairly heavy.
Fairly heavy.
Here's the east of the barn here, right? That's really heavy.
You get these drumlins, where these drumlins go through.
Yeah.
You get quite a variation in soil where they are. That's one there too, isn't it? Drumlin on there. Around still?
Yeah. Lonnie Kurtzman. She was Keith Bannon's daughter. His connection or someplace, anyway.
Where does Bonnie live? Bonnie in Bradford?
Yeah.
Her husband's name.
Gary is a good one. But our church is
right. Another one you mentioned was the Campbells. And the daughter there is, or the connection there is the daughter? Is it a daughter?
No, John.
John Campbell?
That'd be the old folks up there. Those two girls. girls and three boys in the cabinet there, and there was only one of them who ever married. This is... this is Norma Stewart. She's still living.
Okay, and John lives on Copeland Avenue?
Yeah.
His name is John Stewart.
Yeah. We bought the fence. We left the camels in the house for 5 years. So, three brothers and a sister. 5 years is up. We want the house. We bought that little home. So, empty. Took it over. Boy, and Johnny Lloyd had this for a while. But I think he was there before. And then Johnny Lloyd sold to Marcus Ross. And Marcus Ross sold to Dr. Siegel, who was Revis and Ladies. He was real estate.
Yeah.
He sold them. After Harry bought it, he sold his lot here to DeVries. Paid 57 for the farm, and he's got 35,000 for the lot.
Is that where Doug lives? Doug Westlake?
Westlake? No, no. Oh, that's another Westlake. Down King. Doug lives over on the 5th. We're halfway to Cotton.
I've been at a... talked to a chap, is his name Frank Buck?
Who?
Buck?
Yeah, he's here.
This is his here. This was a Campbell farm?
Yeah. Yep.
He was talking to one to know about restoring the veranda around the house.
Yeah. There was one to get a picture of the old veranda. So that. George went with him, or Mr. George went, I don't know, they were not. Remember Mayor Buck in Aurora? He used to be mayor.
Oh, yeah.
But Frank's her son.
So I told him to go see Dave Chambers. He was dead. Dave's put a veranda around his place. And I've also told him that Ronnie Simpson builds verandas around those houses that those original antiques that he builds, so they could put a veranda around it. It's interesting, nobody ever talks about these drumlins.
Drumlins?
See, like, there's one there.
Yeah, well, no. Remember,
one. There's the one there just south and west, south and east of Bond Head. The big one there, where right up the top.
There's one there on the hill, too, that one there. Doug Wamsley, remember in Cotsco?
Yeah.
He always told me, he said, "Boy, you see, you're working on the drumming today."
Yes, yeah. Well, they are. I mean, they're quite unique. There's a whole field of them, like, you know, runs right through this, and everything, like, and then there's none of them north of the 11th, because you see, you've got the break there and the topography, but this is land that used to be nothing, pretty much, but pasture land, back in the years gone by.
Yeah, you know, back there. Joe Aspen owned that farm. It was a junkyard. Remember, I cleaned it up when it was. Tire guy over to couple there. I was there 4 times in 3 days. Run over something with the tire on the track. This was a Coleman farm for a good many years too. We were up to Stanley's. So I set the anniversary in Allison. Jess Coleman.
Copeland place? Copeland? Is that Amy MacArthur's?
Yeah.
new shirts?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're at Mitchell, I guess, for white beans.
Mm-hmm.
Doug does an awful lot of trucking by the... on the grain and stuff they ship over there.
Whose truck? Whose truck is
Brian's?
Brian's truck. This was...
Gable's Labs, back there.
Yeah.
This is 250 acres, about, five he's still in the west, and this one went with some clean farm here, this farm here.
And what, Davis, were they...
Just healed back there.
Yeah. Was his family, was he a second generation, or was it...
Davis was... Davis is still living over top.
Yeah, I know Davis, Davis and Dalton.
Yeah.
On the north side here on 27, I remember this was Wiggins. Neil was here?
Yeah, a fellow named Neil. I guess he bought from Malcolm McLean. What McLean?
This appears to be the end of the tape with Orville Hughes. Keep well.